Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Governor Bruce Rauner joins us. Governor, this is John Williams. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, John. Good afternoon. I'm terrific. How are you doing today?
Good. I appreciate you being on with us. I can tell you're in a vehicle. I hope someone's driving for you.
There definitely is. I don't drive much myself anymore.
And where are you right now?
Let's see. We just left DeKalb. We're going to Naperville and Orland Park this afternoon. We're traveling around the state. I left Springfield yesterday morning. I was in Bloomington and Peoria. We're reminding everybody to get out and vote. Get out and vote today. Get out and vote tomorrow. This primary is critical. This primary will determine whether we beat Madigan and Pritzker in November, and we have got to beat Pritzker and Madigan in November. Otherwise, Pritzker will give the governorship over to Madigan. Madigan will then control the remap and the gerrymander our districts again after the 2020 census and the remap. And Pritzker and Madigan will put in a massive new graduated income tax hike. They're already advertising in favor of it. That will be devastating for the people of Illinois. We have to win in November. In order to do that, we have to win tomorrow. And I need your listeners' support. Here's what's at stake. The Democrat Governors Association has come into the race now. They know that they can beat Ives. They know that they can beat her in November. They want Ives to win. So the Democrat Governors Association, which is funded by Pritzker, he's given them $2 million. They've turned around and they're putting in huge money into ads supporting Ives. They're running phony ads about Ives where they say, oh, she's so conservative. She's too conservative for Republicans because they want conservatives to vote for her. They're trying to spin the election result to get Ives to win tomorrow because then they can beat her in November. This is how Madigan works, how Pritzker works in the DGA, the Democrat governors.
When you
we
said
need the people of Illinois to know the truth, and that's what's creed, the truth.
The DGA, a couple of points about that. The DGA, in fact, does run a commercial, and in part it goes like this.
Today, our state has the worst unemployment rate in the Midwest and the worst credit rating of any state in the country. What's worse? Rauner racked up billions in unpaid bills, leaving Illinois taxpayers on the hook.
What about that? What's your response to that, Governor?
Yeah, Madigan has forced a massively out-of-balance budget over my veto. He passed a tax hike over my veto. Madigan has caused a budget impasse for years. Madigan's been in power since 1983. We have never had balanced budgets. We've never paid our pensions. We had over $10 billion in unpaid bills when I was elected governor. This is created by Madigan. Madigan's responsible for it. He's trying to blame me, and now he's supporting Ives to try to have Ives blame me for the problems when the problem is Madigan and his corruption. And I'm the one person who can beat Madigan in November and Pritzker, and I will roll back the income tax hike. I will get balanced budgets, and I'll grow more good-paying jobs.
It's interesting, too. I think a lot of us, here's the quandary for you. You've got to run against Jeannie Ives. You've got to run against Pritzker, and you're also running against Madigan. When you famously said, I'm not in charge, Madigan is, did you, when those words left your mouth, know that they would be used against you?
The truth is known by the people of Illinois. People know that Mike Madigan has held our state hostage for decades. That is the truth. And I'm the first governor who stood up to him. I'm the first governor who has never taken a nickel from a government union boss, the same government unions who fund Madigan. I'm the one fighting against him, and I can beat him in November. Here's something important for your listeners to know. Madigan tried to take me out of the contract negotiations with the government unions. He passed a law that said I would be out of the negotiations and it would be turned over to a union-friendly labor arbitrator. I beat him. I beat him on that by getting one Democrat to come off on the veto override, even though Madigan had a supermajority. Madigan's never had that happen to him before. And when I beat him on that veto, that saved Illinois taxpayers $800 million a year. I am beating Madigan. He hates it. He's trying to take me out. And what he's doing is trying to flip around right now and have ads run by his own allies supporting Ives because they know they can beat her.
Do you regret the way you handled that gun licensing veto?
Oh, no, not at all. We did exactly what we should. We studied the legislation that passed, did a lot of homework on its impact, on every level, both public safety as well as the economy. And once I determined that it was not going to improve public safety at all and was going to cause significant economic disruption for the state, I vetoed the bill. And I will do that again. What we need is true legislation that will truly address violence in our communities, and that needs bipartisan, thoughtful action to improve safety in schools,
yeah,
to support our law enforcement officers, to deal with mental health issues. That's the way to get at the violence.
I asked you if the way you handled it, maybe I said the way you voted on it. I wonder if the timing of it wasn't so good, since that came right on the heels of the students walking out, and then there you were, the one piece of legislation that we had that we thought might make it safer for people, and there you were vetoing it.
Yeah, well, see, but the issue is, the truth is, it wouldn't make anybody any safer. It wasn't really going to improve the situation, and I vetoed it. What we're going to do is have a bipartisan task force, legislators and experts, and we'll come up with real solutions to increase safety in schools, support law enforcement, and deal with mental health issues. We'll improve public safety. We'll do it the right way that really moves the needle and makes a difference.
One last thing, Governor. We've been playing the ads for the candidates, even you here now, the incumbent, and letting them respond to the charges their opponents are making. And you've been talking about that with us here. The thing that got this all going was this ad.
Thank you, Bruce Browner.
Thank you for signing legislation that lets me use the girls' bathroom.
You know the ad I'm talking about. It goes on. It's a bunch of charges against you. What's your reaction been to that commercial by Jeannie Ives?
Ugly, mean-spirited, divisive, and repugnant to so much, so many people in Illinois. That's exactly the kind of divisive rhetoric that is hurtful. And that we don't need. What we need is to bring the people of Illinois together and unite around a better future for our children and our grandchildren. How do we do that? Focus on reducing the tax burden in the state, focusing on growing more good-paying jobs and increasing our economic growth rate, and focus on ending corruption by getting term limits on our elected officials. That's how we have a better future. That's what my message focuses on. That's what I will achieve and why we will win in November.
Nice to talk to you, Governor. Have your people drive safely. I think Roe's going to have a longer conversation with you later today in the 5 o'clock hour, but we appreciate you jumping on and playing our little commercial game with us today.
Thanks so much, John. You take care.